Yeah, city council members meeting at any hour right now to possibly decide on that decision today. Some council members are for it, some are against it, but let's jump into some video right now. We can show you what the council chamber looks like and get you into the details involving what's going to be happening today. So this all happened, I'd say right around, this came to a head right around 2 years ago because of Councilman Mitch O'Farrell. He's a member of the Wyandotte Nation. And he said around 2 years ago he really wanted this holiday change because he says that Christopher Columbus isn't someone we should really be celebrating because of everything that happened to the Native American population in the late 1400s because they were wiped out by disease and persecution. Someone who is against the plan being introduced today is Councilman Joe Buscaino, not because of what Christopher Columbus is or what he isn't, but what he says is he's someone who is of Italian heritage, and what he says is he wants to replace today, or rather, he wants to instead reschedule Indigenous Peoples Day for August 8th, and then he would simply replace Columbus Day with a day that would celebrate all cultures. So it does seem that there is some agreement that we shouldn't be celebrating Columbus Day. It's just what we would replace it with and when we would replace it. We do want to keep in mind, talking about this story, that Columbus Day is a federal holiday. So if the council does approve the proposal today, the observance would only be changed for city employees. We also wanted to point out that the city could potentially establish Indigenous Peoples Day in a time to have it replace Columbus Day come this October, but city officials would actually have until 2019 to make the necessary changes.